When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Sometimes it's sports, sometimes it's not. Whatever it is, Reggie and John are keeping it real. It's In the Loop's Lunchtime Confessions on Sports Radio 610.
Watch this. These are my confessions.
All right, I found out yesterday that I've always loved, admired, trusted one Figgy Fig.
Yes.
I found out yesterday that I might trust him more than I probably should.
Really?
Nothing against you, Figgy. So he was helping me out with a Fire Stick, downloading some apps that I didn't really know.
You've already said too much.
Some good apps.
They're coming
some
for
good
you.
Apps.
You know, Lopez is a little older, so
yeah.
he don't understand.
I said, Figgy, can you download this for me? And he did.
So you need a Tubi is what you're telling me?
So he texted me, and I'm up on top of the post with my granddaughter looking at the Christmas lights in the skyline, having dinner, after dinner, and he goes, hey man, what's your Amazon username? And I went, oh, he must be doing that. I said, all right. A little while later, hey, what's your Amazon password?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I said, yeah, all right, go ahead.
A little out there. What mother's maiden name?
Well, you're close. Hey, Amazon just texted you a code. What's that code? So I texted him, I forwarded him that code.
What's your social?
So Figgy, I didn't even think twice. Trusted him, got the app downloaded, everything's
that's
good.
That's cool. I actually felt kind of weird doing that because you don't never text nobody, hey, what's your password?
Yeah.
And so I did that.
You might not.
Yeah.
And see, I did that hoping because Amazon, that Fire Stick, sometimes they put you through a lot.
Yeah.
Just to set up something simple.
So what are you going to buy on my Amazon?
I already deleted the password, man.
Nothing's ever deleted.
Yeah.
Nothing's ever deleted.
But I got to confess, I mean, I trust Figgy more so than I do most people on this planet.
Go ahead and get yourself nice, Figgy.
Hey, that's cool.
Get yourself something nice.
Hey, I'm the favorite son now.
Yeah.
Move over, BG.
You went to Thanksgiving and everything. It's true.
That's right.
Yeah, get out of here, BG. I'm the best.
These are my confessions.
I don't even know what quite the confession is here, but I have a bit of audio that made me smile.
Mm-hmm.
Is that sufficient enough of a confession that I should bring to you? This comes from a basketball game in Sacramento at Golden One Center. Now I'm just doing it to annoy you.
Yeah.
The Golden One Center in Sacramento as the Kings were playing. Bill Kennedy was the referee for this one. And I just love Bill Kennedy for this reason in particular. There was a challenge. And so Bill Kennedy stepping to the mic to let the Sacramento fans know whether the challenge that their coach made was successful.
After reviewing the play, the defensive foul that was called on number 23 has been overturned. Unfortunately, the foul is now on number 9, and the Lakers will retain possession of the ball on the side. The coach's challenge is successful.
What other refs have that kind of drama in them? What other refs have that kind of showmanship?
He let them get their applause in.
Keep it coming.
That's like being at the Oscars or something.
Yeah.
And you say something, and then you let the crowd, you know, cheer and all that stuff.
But he went, psych, you're still getting a foul.
Unfortunately.
Yeah.
However.
A little wink and a nod to the camera.
Yeah.
Bill Kennedy is probably my favorite official.
And he's been around now for quite a while.
I love it. Yeah, I love it. Maybe everybody's least favorite official was Scott Foster, who left. He left the game, the Rockets-Pelicans game, for a period of time.
Mm-hmm.
They had to go to the old school two-man refereeing crew.
Did a fan hit him or something?
I didn't see actually what happened. So maybe I'd like, in fact, you know what? Just for my own personal purposes, I'm going to pretend like they did.
Yeah, okay.
These are my confessions. So I want to give a shout out to my old lady, my wife.
Mm-hmm. What'd you do?
You're not gonna be torturing her this time?
No. What you mean? That's you.
That's right.
I'm not the one buying the prank rap. But we was going to make some Christmas gifts for everyone here at the station.
Oh,
we had.
Wait, is she the one doing it?
Oh,
we gonna get one of these joints?
Yeah, yeah.
She's the one that's doing it.
I'm so excited. I'm legitimately excited.
Wait, hold on. I'm about to pull a Bill Kennedy. However, so she was gonna make some maple cream, you know, homemade maple cream for everybody.
Oh, and don't tell me
at the little glass.
Don't tell me this.
And she did it for her coworkers earlier this week.
Mm-hmm.
And then she like, all right, yeah, tomorrow I'm gonna do it for your coworkers and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Last night, I guess it went rough for her last night.
Nah.
It wasn't coming out how she thought it would.
Oh no.
She was so frustrated, man. She was up to like 12:30 last night.
Well, that just makes me feel bad for her.
My confession, I feel kind of bad for her.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, man, I'm like, everybody coming around giving gifts. I'm like, all right, I can't wait to bring mine.
Yeah.
And it didn't work out right.
That's
man.
Okay. It's a thought that counts, as they say.
Yeah, she feels so bad, man.
God, don't worry about it.
Yeah. Don't sweat it.
I wasn't expecting it. I just got hyped right now because you said something. Yeah. So really, this is your fault. I would have been perfectly fine.
Hey, I'm channeling my Bill Kennedy right there. I said, hey, got some gifts for you guys.
Unfortunately.
It didn't work out right.
Yeah.
But yeah, salute to her, man.
Yeah, tell her no harm, no foul.
Yeah, it's the worst when, especially somebody that's a real cooker,
mm-hmm.
when they get something wrong. And they be like, I don't know what happened.
They beat up themselves.
Yeah. So, nah, it's only like two times she messed up something like that. So.
All right. All good, though.
Yeah, all good. All good.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, it's Mark Schlereth with the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. The NFL season is in full swing, and I'll be here to break down all the action like no one else can. Follow and listen to the Stinkin' Truth Podcast on your free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good.
These are my confessions.
Money makes you do stupid things. This may not be a confession, maybe just the reality. I made a bet this morning, about 10 minutes, 5 minutes before the show, that makes me sick to my stomach. Sick, but I still made the bet. After kind of looking at this college football playoff, which, by the way, if you thought that I wasn't going to have the quirky, sappy college football line, you got another thing coming because that's coming up next. But I bet $100 plus $1,100 on Notre Dame, barf, to win the national championship.
Well, I mean, you already took one L to them earlier in the season. So at this point.
Oh, wow, that's mean.
What?
That's just mean.
That is factually accurate.
That's just mean.
That is factually accurate. Don't be mad at me. Tell your team to play better football.
Man.
Why, what is this?
Yeah,
why am I getting why are you booing me? I'm right.
Yo, there's a low blow.
That's a low blow. That's a cheap blow. Shot.
That's a cheap shot.
Yes, but. Yeah, I'm not a big Notre Dame fan. Never have been. I like a lot of people from Notre Dame. Shout out to Sean and all my friends from Notre Dame. But I shouldn't be betting on them, but I am. $100 Notre Dame to win the national championship.
I don't think it's a bad bet.
That's why I did it.
If it was to go to the championship game.
No, win the national championship.
That gets a little tough because I don't even know if I've fully put together who I, which I probably should. Like, the games start tonight. Mm-hmm. But I don't think I've put up together who I fully think will win it. But I think that their path, if they were to
and
move
we'll get into
there,
that in I think the it's next a good segment.
One.
Yeah.
I think it's an advantageous one. So I could see that. I understand where you're getting the value there. I like that.
All right.
I am allowing myself to drink the Kool-Aid.
And that is?
I understand. The Pelicans are not very good at basketball.
They won five games.
Yeah. They have won five games out of what, like 25, something like that. It's not pretty over there. Seeing the way that these dudes were knocking down shots.
You are drinking the Kool-Aid.
We don't need no shooters. We got Dylan Brooks.
The development is going to happen. They're going to knock down the shots.
Yeah.
The offense will come along.
Yeah. We don't need no trades.
I believe it.
The Pelicans, huh?
We got some shooters.
I'm believing it, man. I'm believing that they can shoot. Like, it won't always be 133 points. It won't always be quite that. But I do think, man, like we might be living in the real world where the first part of this season has been a little bit of an anomaly, and these open shots will actually go down, and the offense will look a lot more passable.
Well, you are drinking the Kool-Aid.
I am drinking. Yeah. I'm telling you, I'm drinking the Kool-Aid.
I would not go that far.
I am drinking the Kool-Aid. I admit it. I understand. I've diagnosed it, but I'm there. That is, I can't help how I feel. I have the fever.
Man. Well, okay. I mean,
you're like, whatever, dog.
That's your opinion. I do think
we both made questionable decisions today.
We did.
You with Notre Dame, yes. And me with drinking the Kool-Aid. I understand.
But as I've been saying, certainly, if they can get their strokes down, so to speak, in this weak part of the schedule,
incredibly wild phrase.
The key to it all is just getting your stroke down, and if you do that,
I've often said that.
if you do that. Maybe that shooting prowess would linger for a little bit.
I mean, they only shot 44% from three in that game.
But they had key players making a lot of shots.
They got downhill. This feels like it's doable.
Yeah.
I mean, they got downhill to the basket, and they shot 57% from two, or like from the field just generally, so they shot really well from two. I think the
Pelicans won five games, you said?
Like 3 points.
Five?
Yes.
Five? Okay.
5-23.
All right. Yes. Yep, and the way Jalen Green been going, he probably had 9 points.
Yeah.
Don't do that. Jalen Green had a robust 34 points, 13-22 shooting.
Then the next game, he always get 9 points.
Yep.
Lately, you've been getting like 12. 11, towards the end. But then he usually 9 the next game. So I was on social media. I ran across a clip from the Sherry Shepherd show, and it said the Temptations performing Silent Night live.
What?
Wow.
That's what I said. I said, wait a minute, what? So I tapped in on it. I'm like, who is these ninjas? This ain't no
wow.
This ain't no doggone Temptations. Yeah. Who is these people?
Was it like one dude from? I mean, one person from the.
That's my confession.
Yeah.
Salute to Otis Williams, man. He's still holding on. He's still holding on, man. My confession was, I thought they all passed away. I didn't know it was one living
original Temptation.
So yeah, he's got the rights.
He do.
Yeah.
I looked it up. He got the rights to the name and all that stuff. So
do y'all like it when a band kind of continues on like that?
No, unless it's like the lead singer, like the Journey thing is awesome. The guy that replaced, that's awesome. But like when you get like Temptations and you got all but one are no longer with us and they still call it the Temptations. No.
He I want to say like 81 years old. He's still doing his thing, man. Salute. But
83 apparently.
Oh, 83. Okay.
And I didn't realize he was born in Texarkana.
Okay. But yeah. So apparently everybody came to see you, Otis. Everybody came to see you.
Because if they didn't come to see you, I don't know what they came to see.
Exactly, man. Salute to Otis Williams of the Temptations.
These are my confessions.
We good?
Oh, okay. There we go.
Yeah.
Everybody's clear there. Those are the confessions right here in the loop on Sports Radio 610 from the 832. Why does the new guy voice change pitches so often? I don't know. I don't know.
You had a good high one.
Did I?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong
with that.
Little Gus Johnson going on.
Yeah.
I wish I could be Gus Johnson. Gus Johnson does some wild things with his voice.
Hollywood. You'll see him.
Yeah, you will see.
Yeah, you'll see.
It seems like he will play. And of course, you'll see Patrick Mahomes tomorrow when the Kansas City Chiefs welcome in your Houston, Texas to Arrowhead Stadium. You'll hear that right here on Sports Radio 610. And that's going to be amongst a long day of all sorts of football and such. Speaking of, college football gets going tonight and tomorrow, you'll be hitting it hard. And so coming up next, Let's get our Lopez with our college football theme, our college football headline of the weekend as we head into the first round of the college football playoff. We'll do that next.